For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek. The Boone County Fire Protection District has placed a question on tomorrow's ballot that would increase property taxes to help fund equipment improvements. AJ Feather has more.
Boone County's Fire Protection District is requesting a $14 million bond issue on this April's ballot in hopes of gaining funds to purchase new fire trucks and renovate several fire stations. If it passes, the bond will be paid for over the course of a 20-year period. It would levy a 25-cent tax on $100 of assessed valuation on personal property and real estate for the first 10 years. After the first 10 years, the rate would fall to 10 cents per $100 assessed. Gail Blumenkamp is the Boone County Fire Protection District Battalion Chief. He says they save taxpayers more than $20 million per year by keeping an almost entirely volunteer staff. But even with these savings, they don't have the money to fund the replacements and renovations they need.
We operate on about a $3.75 million budget. And to put that in perspective, if we were to fully fund the same size fire district and fire department that we have now, that would be looking at over $30 million. So, you know, for us to try to replace all of these apparatus based on our current budgets is just unrealistic.
Blumenkamp says the last bond issue expired in 2008, and they decided not to request a second one because of the economic downturn.
At that point, it was just not a time economically that we felt like we could go to the vote of the people and ask them to increase their taxes when they were going through economical hard times.
Boone County Farm Bureau endorsed the bond issue. Farm Bureau President Deanna Crocker says the need for new equipment is imminent.
Fire trucks that are in service are 20 to 30 years old. We need some protection from fires. We have to have fire trucks.
There is also a fire station no volunteers can live in due to its age, state of its foundation, and the presence of mold. The department would like to replace this station and add one more station near Route HH. Crocker says Farm Bureau is behind the issue because farmers need fire protection just like everyone else.
Combine fires, there are brush fires, there are all kinds of fires that happen on agricultural land, just like there are fires that happen in anyone's home.
The bond question will be on the April 8th ballot in Boone County. AJ Feather, KBIA News.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon continued his push Saturday to expand Medicaid in the state and feels voters will strike down right to work. The governor's address came in Springfield as part of the annual Jackson Day celebration. While the Republican-led legislature has so far denied Medicaid expansion, Nixon says standing still will move the state backwards.
That path forward is being taken in many other states, states in which Democrats and Republicans are coming together. I've laid out for them and a willingness to work on all of these various things. I'm hopeful. I think we are making progress.
He called last week's debate on the Senate floor between Republicans Ryan Silvey and John Lamping concerning Medicaid very illuminating. Silvey feels there's a way to expand Medicaid without breaking the budget, while Lamping believes lawmakers need to stand firm against President Obama's health care law. Meanwhile, the governor stands committed to vetoing any right-to-work legislation that makes its way to his desk, adding that he believes voters will defeat the measure if it's put on the ballot, as they did in 1978. Boone County voters will decide on Proposition 2 tomorrow. The passing of the bond would grant the Harrisburg School District $2 million. KBIA's Quinn Cochran has the story.
Harrisburg School President Sean Cochran says the funding would allow the district to improve in two areas.
Yeah, I would say the two that stick out the most would be the security upgrades that we're talking about and also the technology infrastructure that we're looking to upgrade.
Although the school has not yet had any events that have led to believe that security is an issue, Superintendent Lynn Proctor knows that child safety is incredibly important.
Fortunately, we live in a wonderful community and have had very few security problems along the way, but that's something we don't want to take for granted. And, you know, in the event that we should have some kind of significant situation, we sure want to have our kids in an environment that's just as safe as possible.
But security upgrades and technology aren't the only issues Harrisburg is hoping to fix. According to the school's website, the school has also had issues with leaking roofs and poor lighting. A proposition similar to this one was passed in the Harrisburg District in 2009 with an 81% approval rate. Proctor says that she is optimistic this proposition will be received well by members of the community.
I've talked to quite a few people in our community and have received very positive responses and feedback from them. And so I'm hopeful that it's well received. Of course, educating all of our public is very difficult.
Proposition 2 for the Harrisburg School District is one of five propositions that will be voted on this Tuesday. Quinn Cochran, KBIA News.
Some Missouri Republicans are teaming up with Democrats to back a proposal that would double the amount of assets people could have without being disqualified for Medicaid coverage. The change is projected to expand Medicaid coverage to nearly 8,200 elderly and disabled residents at an eventual annual cost of around $160 million in combined federal and state funds. Missouri's asset limits haven't changed since 1968. Former Missouri Supreme Court Judge Ronnie White is still waiting for the U.S. Senate to act on his nomination for a federal judgeship. As Jason Rosenbaum reports, his latest bid to be a federal judge could encounter opposition.
President Barack Obama appointed White in January to be a federal district judge. It came almost 15 years after then-U.S. Senator John Ashcroft derailed his nomination for that same job. Ashcroft objected to White's dissent on death penalty cases. And now, Missouri U.S. Senator Roy Blunt says law enforcement groups are still opposed to White's nomination. Blunt says White won't get a free pass, but he predicts he will be confirmed.
I will probably not vote for Ronnie White because of the law enforcement strong feelings about this and the family members that are friends of mine who have even stronger feelings about the case that came up.
U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill also says White will be confirmed. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.